Then, with swiftness, but with absolute method, Van Helsing performed the operation. As the transfusion went on, something like life seemed to come back to poor Lucy's cheeks, and through Arthur's growing pallor, the joy of his face seemed absolutely to shine. After a bit, I began to grow anxious, for the loss of blood was telling on Arthur, strong man as he was. It gave me an idea of what terrible strain Lucy's system must have undergone, that what weakened Arthur only partially restored her. But the professor's face was set, and he stood, watch in hand, and with his eyes fixed now on the patient and now on Arthur. I could hear my own heart beat. Presently he said in a soft voice, "Do not stir an instant. It is enough. You attend him. I will look to her."